You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The command that is given to them, Kedoshim Yihyu Leloheim. And it means, what does it mean, Kedoshim Yihyu Leloheim? It's a hard question I ask. What does Kedoshim mean? Holy. To the Creator, very nice. Kedoshim Yihyu Leloheim. So now Harav Noam Megadim Zatzal explains a deep point about this matter. And he has the introduction. We have a statement in Gemarot Masechet Berachot, Daf Hei, the fifth page after Masechet Berachot. That's what Kol Shalosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo Midakeo Beisurim. Gemara says, whoever that Hashem loves, it gives him a hardship. Whoever that Hashem is dear to, then Hashem gives him Yisurim. So that means, if you have Yisurim, that means you are dear to Hashem. So if you don't have Yisurim, that means
you are far away from Hashem.
No.
Right,
Hashem doesn't love you. So if Hashem gives you Yisurim, that means Hashem loves you. So if you don't have Yisurim, so that means Hashem has no care for you. So how does the Gemara learn? So we have a pasuk in Yeshaya, Nabi Alav Shalom, 53rd chapter, Nun Gimel. It says, V'Hashem chafes dakeo heholi. That means whoever that Hashem likes. So this is a prophecy. It's not like just, making a statement. We have a prophecy in Yeshaya Navi that whoever that Hashem loves and is dear to, so then dakeo. Dakeo means he will make him kubide. That's what it means. Something like that, right, something like that. So we learn from here, so what do we learn? What did you learn so far? Right, so from here the Gemara is teaching us that actually every hardship is a kindness of Hashem. So now, if you don't feel any Yisurim, so that means Hashem doesn't want to be kind to you. So why Yisurim is a kindness? I'm sorry? Makes you grow.
It's purifying.
You cannot grow without Yisurim. Yeah? What people usually do more when they have Yisurim or they don't have Yisurim?
They have Yisurim. What do you mean do more? What they do more?
Do you read more Tehillim when you're well or you're not feeling well? Do you read more Tehillim if you have a good parnasah or you don't have a good parnasah?
Don't have a good parnasah.
Do you read more Tehillim when your wife is nice to you or is not nice to you? Which one? More? Yeah? So now, if you read more Tehillim when you're not feeling well, if you read more Tehillim when the parnasah is vovet and a shaky area, and all the other examples. So that means you are more productive when things are not going well.
Yes, that's for sure.
So it's better things will go well or not go well?
Not go well. No.
So it's obvious. So here we see that when Hashem brings Yisurim, only He does us a favor. Because He wants us to do more. Because if things are going well, you miss minyan, you don't come to shiur, you go early, you even don't listen to Divrei Torah. But when things is a little bit pressure, so then you come to your senses. What's the quality of singing? What is called singing?
Going down.
Maybe. Singing is down? High, up, down.
Singing.
Which one?
The high quality.
No, what's the difference between singing and siren?
Siren, you prepare the siren? Singing, you prepare
the siren? No. When you hear a siren, what's the difference between a siren and a singing? You don't play musical instrument?
Siren is harsh, singing is soft, it's enjoyable. Siren is not.
How about alarm? Alarm.
Make it wake up. It's very important in life.
No, the sound of the alarm compared to singing or music. So I have to give you some musical classes. No, that's not the point. The point here is siren is one straight sound. Singing, it goes up, it goes down. High, down. But the siren is like this. Right?
Yeah.
So now here we learn that the difference between siren and music or melody. Yeah, melody in life here is when you see things are going up and down, so that means it's singing time. But if everything is momtad, is not changeable, you're in a big trouble because you're hearing a siren. Right. The song, you see, goes up, it comes down, the melody goes high, it goes down. So that's the time of singing. It's a melody life. But if it goes straight, it's a siren, you have to run away. So now, back to our question. Harav Noam Megadim says, Kedoshim Yihyu L'Elohim. What does it mean? What does Elohim means?
Din.
Chazak Baruch. Mighty. Here Harav says a very beautiful point. He says that the Tzotzanchi is teaching us to be Kadosh is true when it's mighty. Kadoshim Yihyu L'Elohim. When things are tough, when it's harsh. That's how you become pure. So that's what the Gemara says. Whoever Hashem loves brings him Yisurim. But if he doesn't care about someone, he has no affection towards somebody. He leaves them alone. So when you see the Yisurim is coming about, so that means Hashem loves you so much. Yeah. So that's what exactly the beautiful message is. Kedoshim Yihyu, not la Hashem, le'Elohim, when it's din. So without Hashem, our Shvarchu is like Yotanu to enjoy this, all these beautiful melodies, up and down. And it's going to be a shuat, besorah tovah, v'zan Hashem, v'kolam.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.